You're listening to the Encounter Podcast, featuring my latest messages and teachings. Don't forget to subscribe. The Encounter Podcast, encounter the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. What were to happen if you were to seek the glory of God? How do you think the Lord would respond if you were to ask Him, Lord, can you show me your glory? God wants to reveal to you greater revelation of Himself than ever before. And I believe that as you progress in your walk with God, that you will see sides to Him that you didn't even know existed. So I want to talk to you about the glory of God. What is the glory of God? Well, the glory of God, simply put, is the fullness of His person. It is the full weight of who He is. It's not a substance. It's not an influence. It's not a force. The glory of God is His presence. And we get our word glory, and we describe His presence as being glorious because they are one and the same. When you talk about the presence of God, you're talking about something that is intrinsically glorious. It is glory in and of itself. And so when I talk about the glory of God, I'm simply describing His person, His nature, His being, all of who He is. Now, in Exodus chapter 33, we see a powerful story that's illustrative of the glory of God in our lives because it's a demonstration of how He interacts with His people. And here we see Moses interacting with God in a very special way. So Exodus chapter 33, let's jump right into it. Beginning at verse number 7, the Bible says, it was Moses' practice to take the tent of meeting and set it up some distance from the camp. Everyone who wanted to make a request of the Lord would go to the tent of meeting outside the camp. Whenever Moses went out to the tent of meeting, all of the people would get up and stand in the entrances of their own tents. They would all watch Moses until he disappeared inside. As he went into the tent, the pillar of cloud would come down and hover at its entrance while the Lord spoke with Moses. When the people saw the cloud standing at the entrance of the tent, they would stand and bow in front of their own tents. Inside the tent of meeting, the Lord would speak to Moses face to face, as one speaks to a friend. Afterward, Moses would return to the camp, but the young man who assisted him, Joshua, son of Nun, would remain behind in the tent of meeting. Now, here I want to point out something about the glory of God that I learned, and that is that not everyone will go to the same depths in the glory of God. Now, you have to understand that all of who God is already within us. He is one with us. He abides with us, and we dwell in Him. There is unity. There is communion. There is fellowship. We are already connected to Him. But when I talk about entering into the depths of the glory of God, I'm talking about your level of surrender. You see, it's not about how much you have of God. It's about how much He has of you. And the more surrendered you are to the presence of God, the more surrendered you are to His word and to His will, the more of that glory becomes revealed to you. You begin to understand it in greater depths. You get to know Him in greater depths. It's sort of like a marriage. When two people marry one another, they give themselves to each other fully. But as they progress in their relationship, they begin to understand the nuances in each other's character and personality. And that is somewhat what it is like to experience a relationship with God. We are already connected with Him. He's already given Himself to us, and we've already given ourselves to Him. But as we surrender to Him daily, as we give up more of ourselves, we can walk into that fullness and we can see more of the glory. But the truth is that not everybody will enter those depths. You see, nowadays we have lots of gifts being demonstrated, but hardly do we see the glory of God. We have our conferences that are occurring here and there. We have many conferences, but few encounters. We have many gifts, but few experiences in the glory of God. Many people talk about Him. Very few actually meet with Him. And it is that difference, that fundamental difference, that will cause you to either experience the depths of the glory of God or walk in a shallow spirituality. Not everyone will enter. You notice the people would watch as Moses would enter, but they themselves would not enter into the glory of that cloud. Number two, let's look now at verses 12 through 17, where the scriptures say, one day Moses said to the Lord, you have been telling me, take these people up to the promised land, but you haven't told me whom you will send with me. You have told me, I know you by name, and I look favorably on you. If it is true that you look favorably on me, let me know your ways so I may understand you more fully and continue to enjoy your favor. And remember that this nation is your very own people. The Lord replied, I will personally go with you, Moses, and I will give you rest. Everything will be fine for you. Then Moses said, if you don't personally go with us, and I love this. Then Moses said, if you don't personally go with us, don't make us leave this place. How will anyone know that you look favorably on me and on your people if you don't go with us? For your presence among us sets your people and me apart from all other people on the earth. The Lord replied to Moses, I will indeed do what you have asked, for I look favorably on you, and I know you by name. Now, the presence of God is what makes all the difference in the world. I like to tell people, there's not something special about me, there's someone special about me. The presence of the Holy Spirit in your life is the differentiating factor. He is what sets you apart. He is what causes you to be looked upon as different or favored. So when we're talking about the glory of God, we have to realize, number one, that not everyone can enter. Not everyone will go to the same depths in the glory of God. Number two, the presence of God, that glory on our lives, is what makes the difference. Number three, only God can reveal His glory. Look now at verse 18, and we're going to read down to verse 23. The scripture says, Moses responded, then show me your glorious presence. The Lord replied, I will make all my goodness pass before you, and I will call out my name, Yahweh, before you. For I will show mercy to anyone I choose, and I will show compassion to anyone I choose. But you may not look directly at my face, for no one may see me and live. The Lord continued, look, stand near me on this rock. As my glorious presence passes by, I will hide you in the crevice of the rock and cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will remove my hand and let you see me from behind, but my face will not be seen. Only God can reveal His glory. It's not a formula. It's not a system. It's not something that we can decide to do. People often ask me, Brother David, how do I posture myself when I pray? What songs do I sing? What is it that I can do that would cause God to reveal His glory to me? Really, honestly, it's up to Him. There's nothing that you and I can do to force God or convince God to reveal Himself to us. The question about the glory of God is simply this: can He trust you? Does He know you? Is your voice familiar to Him? Or do you often neglect the private places of prayer? You see, the more time you spend with the Lord, the more He trusts you. And the more He trusts you, the more He reveals of Himself to you. What do you do with what He reveals? Do you let it cause you to become prideful? And do you share it with everybody because you want to be praised for the revelation that you received? Do you show it off because the gifts that manifest in your life? Do you receive from the presence and then walk away, neglecting God, but accepting His blessings? All of these things contribute to whether or not God can trust us with more of Himself. And so when God reveals Himself, though He's fully given to us, we do not come to experience it, and we do not come to understand it until we have been favored, until we have been blessed, until we have passed certain tests, and until He can trust us. So do you walk in a way that God can trust you? So only God can do it. There is no formula. It's not like we can gather together and say, let's experience the glory of God. That's not the way it works. Even at our ministry events, I by faith tell people at our miracle services, the glory of God is going to show up. Why? Because I believe He told me to throw those ministry events. He told me to host His presence in that way. And so we respond to the voice of God. And when you respond to the voice of God, He responds to you. But you cannot initiate an experience in His glory. It's completely up to Him. He will show mercy on whom He shows mercy. And when we experience the glory, we're transformed. This is one of my favorite portions of Scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 17 through 18 say, for the Lord is the Spirit, And wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So all of us who have had that veil removed can see and reflect the glory of the Lord. And the Lord, who is the Spirit, makes us more and more like Him as we are changed into His glorious image. You see, those who are touched by the glory of God can be used for the glory of God. The glory of God is something that is not going to be experienced by everyone at the same level. That's number one. Not everyone can go to the same depths. Moses went further than the people. Number two, the presence of God makes the difference. He's what makes you distinct from everyone else on the earth. Number three, only God can reveal His glory. There is no formula that you can apply. There is no way that you can persuade God on your own terms to reveal Himself to you. He simply has to trust you, and He simply has to decide that He will reveal Himself to you. And number four, you're changed as you are in that glory. Just one touch of the glory of God, one experience in His presence can alter the course of your life forever. It's quite dramatic, but it's true. And when you taste of that glory, it will ruin you for anything less. You will no longer want the counterfeit. You'll no longer want the hype. You'll want the pure presence of God. Think about being Moses. He would often go to the mountaintop, but then he would have to come down and deal with the people. I say to the Lord often, Lord, I don't want to come down from the mountain. Just let me stay here. I don't want to go deal with the people. And sometimes we have to do that. We have to retreat into His presence and allow ourselves to be changed. You see, these are the three things that happen that cause us to really experience life in a whole different way when we get into the glory of God. Number one, a touch of God's glory will intensify His power on your life. Remember that the key to the power is His presence. Number two, it will intensify your spiritual hunger. You see, with Moses, he cries out, "If you don't go with me, I'm not going to go." And number three, it destroys the flesh. You're changed as you glimpse Him. We just read the portion of Scripture in 2 Corinthians where it talks about the veil being removed, and we behold Him as He truly is. And when we behold Him, we see that glory, we're transformed. We become more like Him. So, not everyone goes to the same depths, number one. Number two, it's the glory that makes the difference. Number three, only God can reveal His glory. And number four, the glory transforms you. And so I want you to experience the presence of the Holy Spirit. And when you experience His presence, you get His power. You see, the power of God will transform your situation, but the presence of God will change your nature. When you come into contact with the glory, His person, who He is, His entire being, your life is transformed, and you never want to go back to the way it was before.
Thank you for listening to the Encounter Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe. You can help keep the Encounter Podcast on the air by becoming a monthly supporter or making a one-time donation now. To give, just go to davidhernandezministries.com/donate. Until next time, remember, nothing is impossible with God.